Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week. And as always, before we hop into the episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it and show it to people who have never seen it or heard of it before. Similar to how TikTok has its For You page, Instagram has its Explore page, this platform, all of these platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, they show it to people based off of how many positive rating and reviews it has, builds up to be a bigger podcast, and yeah, just mean the absolute world to me to help us grow on here. All right, happy Monday, you guys, or whatever day you're listening to this. Like I said, we are back on another episode of the Hormone series. I think you guys have been enjoying this. The downloads have been a little higher with these last couple weeks of just running through each individual hormone, so that's making me happy. It's giving me the positive reinforcement to keep going with this, as well as the fact that I just genuinely love it, and I feel like that's kind of what draws people into a podcast, is if people actually sound like they care about what they're talking about, like, you're gonna be much more interested. So I'm just so high energy, so ready. I've been obsessed with podcasts recently, just listening to them myself, like, on all the hormones and gut health and just all the, like, holistic health and energy balances and, like, taking care of your cells. Like, I never knew that you could, like, care for your mitochondria. Like, what do you learn about in school? Like, oh, mitochondria is, like, powerhouse itself. But, like, what does that actually mean to you? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, I've been, like, binging podcasts, like, nonstop. I don't even listen to music recently. Like, it's just podcasting. So I'm very excited to just continue this series and just continue with this podcast. I'm absolutely on fire for it right now. So I hope that guy is showing to you guys. But anyways, this week I'm going into serotonin, which is your happy hormone. Good hormones here, very important to your mood, obviously. But as always, before we hop into the episode, if you guys are new here, this is called the Lifted Podcast. So in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the previous week, whether it be a piece of scripture, whether it be something that happened this week, an event going on, something I'm looking forward to in the future, anything, like a kind comment from a stranger, something going on, anything that just bettered my week last week. And soon I'm hoping to be in the works of getting, like, listener sent in lifts of the week as well. So it's like I share my lift of the week and then I read one of your guys' lifts of the week, which I just think would be, like, a really cool way to make this interactive and just build a stronger community around the podcast. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure it'll be popping up on my Instagram within the next, like, month or so. So follow me on there. My socials are always in the show notes below. And yeah, I'm very active on there, TikTok, Instagram, pretty much every single day, whether it be stories, reels, TikToks, whatever. So if you want to see more of me, or actually just see me at all because you're not seeing me right now, make sure you head over to my socials. It would be highly appreciated and I'd love to see you there. All right, I'm sure you've all heard about serotonin, but so what is it besides just your happy hormone? It is produced in the center of your brainstem and it affects so much more than you might think. I was so shocked. But not really, because through hormone studies, I've been learning that literally everything is connected. So you could have a problem going on with one thing that could be an issue in, like, your complete opposite side of your body. Like, we're just so connected. It's been so interesting to learn about. But anyways, so what can serotonin affect? It can affect your memory, fear, immune response, bone development, stress response, digestion, addiction, sexuality, sleep, breathing, body temperature, and how it affects your sleep is it's working with melatonin to control when you sleep and wake up. Like, what? So basically affects your whole entire body. Yeah. Not just if you're happy or sad today. This is the hormone that typically gets prescribed when they give out depression meds. So is there a way to naturally increase, decrease, balance your serotonin levels? Absolutely. If you guys know me, if you guys have been listening for a little bit, if you follow my socials, you know that I try to push as natural of a lifestyle as possible. I think Western medicine pushes the idea of just hopping onto meds way too fast before addressing the root problem. I'm not here to shame anyone who's on medication, who's on birth control or anything like that. I'm here to just kind of open the eyes and hearts and minds of people who might not just know that you can kind of resolve most of these issues naturally by yourself through natural like ways, food, sunlight, all of that. So let's go into what it looks like if you have too little serotonin production in your body. So too little, the obvious is going to be depression, aggression, insomnia, so not being able to sleep very well, dementia, impulsive behavior, anxiety, and then we also have a lot of disorders that can come from it, such as OCD, PTSD, social anxiety, as well as the fact that it can slow down your metabolism, make you quicker to fatigue, can give you irritable bowel syndrome, so IBS, diabetes, osteoporosis. Are these exact, like, direct causes to all of these things? No, but they've shown that there is a correlation between all of these. And then this is just things that your serotonin levels can play a role in. So some major causes of serotonin levels being too low is chronic stress, nutritional deficiency, digestion issues. Certain drugs you can go on can actually block your serotonin production. Hormone changes, lack of sunlight. It can be genetic. You can just have a less effective serotonin receptor. Your body breaks down serotonin or absorbs it too soon, so your body isn't able to process it properly. This can fully be a genetic disorder. Low vitamin D, that goes in with the sunlight, and some of your major nutrients you're gonna want with these, like I said, vitamin D, B6, that's gonna come from your milk, salmon, eggs, liver, beef, carrots, sweet potatoes, your omega-3 omega-3 fats, amino acids, seafood, grass-fed beef, eggs, and then L-tryptin, I don't know how to pronounce that word, but tryptin, anyways, shrimp, eggs, elk, poultry. This is basically just what a lot of protein contains, so if you are on a very low protein diet, your serotonin levels are going to tend to be a little lower. Some of the treatments that you can get for low serotonin, music can actually alter your serotonin production. Imagery and videos are shown. So this is gonna be like kind of like a mood induction thing. You can actually get this stuff done to you in like a medical field. They can show you certain pitches of like musics, sounds, stuff like that, certain pitch will trigger a hormone response in your body. Imagery, like I said, certain videos or movie clips. Exercise is great to produce serotonin. Your diet, like I said, those vitamin B6, omega-3s, and just protein. But I also want you to note the fact that eating these nutrients might not boost your levels individually. So you can be loading up on your omega-3s and your proteins, but if you are not eating carbs, your body needs carbs to release insulin, which is needed to absorb amino acids. So you can load up on all your omega-3s, but if your body has no carbs in it that's allowing your body to absorb those proper amino acids, you might not be able to feel the benefits, or at least the extent that the benefits would genuinely make you feel like a change in your body and your mood without those carbs. Carbs are just so demonized today, it's just because they got linked with all the refined sugars and stuff. Like, no, I'm not telling you to go eat a bunch of processed breads and pastas and stuff like that and candy bars and all that stuff. But like fruit, rice, organic rice, homemade bread, stuff like that, homemade pasta, all that stuff is not going to be bad for you. Your body needs carbs. Pure maple syrup, honey, stuff like that. So good for you. And then something that I feel like you might not think is as common, which it isn't as common, but you can actually have too much serotonin in your body as well. So this is going to come with nervousness, vomiting, tremor, dilated pupils, excess sweating and shivering, rapid eye movements, restlessness, high blood pressure, and then in more extreme cases, it can cause seizures, passing out, extreme high body temperature. And then this one is going to be a lot of genetic as well that can cause it. And then it's going to be absolutely huge. Medication and drugs can cause too high levels of serotonin. So if you go in and you talk about your moods or something, and the doctor wants to describe you with like clinical depression, but they don't actually run proper tests on like your brain function and all that, your serotonin levels aren't actually that low. They throw you on this serotonin hormone. What ends up happening is that now you have too much, which is going to lead to all of this stuff. So, as well as medication and drugs, certain herbal products can actually cause your serotonin levels to be a little too high as well, such as nutmeg and ginseng. Not your most common herbs. Nutmeg is a little bit more common, so, you know, watch out, but I'm not really seeing people get an absolute insane amount. There are some benefits of nutmeg, so I guess if you have it in like capsule form and you're overtaking it, it can cause that. But if you are just using it in the spice form, I don't see you just downing a whole bottle of nutmeg in a day. So that one I don't really think you need to worry about quite so much. All right, and then the treatments for too high or too much serotonin being produced or just being built up in your body. Get off the medication, switch, consult with your doctor, let them know how you're feeling. Doctors are so hit or miss. If you have a trusted doctor, that is incredible. So talk to a trusted doctor about how you're feeling. Try to get off of whatever medication you might be on or switch it out for something with a lighter dosage. IV fluids, there's something that I'm going to butcher the name of, but it's cyproheptadine, and it is a serotonin blocking agent, so they can put that in your body. Not so recommended, rather than just trying to balance them naturally, but if it's more of a genetic thing, you can put something like that in your body to block some of the serotonin being produced in your body. That is a little bit more risky. I'm sorry, I just hit the mic. And then I'm about to tell you something that might blow your mind if you don't already know how important your gut health is, if you're still new to hormone health. Basically, your gut kind of sort of controls, you know, everything in your body. The gut is your second brain. I would love to dive into a whole gut health series. That would be so much fun for me to do, and honestly just useful for me to do as well, to dive into really, really deep research on the gut, because I have been doing a lot of research on it. But in order, if you guys don't know, like I record these podcasts on like Thursday or Friday before the Monday that it goes up. And so what I normally end up doing is I spend like Monday through Thursday doing research for this episode. So it normally comes down to like an hour to 2 hours of research for every single episode. So I learn so much in the process, and I'm going into so many different files and studies to make sure that like what I'm telling you guys is stuff that's been backed up and not just stuff I'm finding off of like WebMD or Reddit and just like throwing in an episode and being like, yeah, just go with it. Anyways, so serotonin, 95% of your stored serotonin is in your gut. So, baseline, take care of your gut health. So they actually did a study with mice, and they measured serotonin levels in mice with normal gut bacteria, and then they did bacteria-free or germ-free mice, and those germ-free mice actually produced 60% less serotonin than the mice with the healthy gut bacteria. Then they took the mice without the germ and they reintroduced with them the normal gut microbes, and their serotonin levels went back up pretty quickly, which shows that serotonin levels and deficiencies can be reversed. There's hope. So please take care of your gut. If you are not in a place where your gut is already for the most part healthy, I recommend doing like a 2 to 3 day cleanse. Stay away from any sort of harsh fiber. Maybe just stick with some bone broth and just eliminate everything for like 2 or 3 days to just completely cleanse out your gut. And then get in those pre and probiotics. Get in, if you like Greek yogurt, stuff like that, kimchi and fermented foods, pickled beets, pickled onions, stuff like that. Take care of your gut. It is so, so important. Not only your levels, but your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, your cortisol levels, your metabolism, your cell health, your brain health. Like, it is so important in your body. So I'm going to give you some final just natural boosters and balancers of your serotonin levels, and then we're going to call it an episode before I just continue rambling and yapping. I could do it forever, but anyways, I will stress this in every single episode of just like natural balancers and boosters and anything that's going to just kind of help out with your hormones. 90% of them are going to be the same for every single episode. Exercise, meditation, gratitude, light, get outside, get in the sun, get some fresh air, B vitamins, your protein. So especially like eggs, turkey, beef, milk, salmon. And then pineapple, spinach can also help with the serotonin levels and sleep. Prioritize rest. Take care of your body. It really is so, so simple. I feel like health has been turned into this really, really complicated thing, and it's really not. It was always meant to be simple, not easy. It's definitely very hard, especially in today's world of how much processed food and seed oils and soy products and chemicals and microplastics and heavy metals are just in everything. But it really is all about simplicity when it comes to taking care of your health. So I highly recommend just going back to the basics, stick with it. Like I said, it's really hard, but it is so, so simple. Your body will thank you for it. Your mind will thank you for it. Your brain will just start to clear. That brain fog just goes away. You can think more clearly and you're just happier and healthier. Thank you guys so, so much for listening to this episode. Like I said in the beginning, if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review to help me out, help us grow. This truly is my passion project, so it'd mean the absolute world to me to get it out there to more people, to let them know and show them new information that, like, I wish I would have known a couple years ago when I was first starting along with my fitness journey, before I was putting in all these toxins in my body and focusing so much more on just like how I looked instead of taking care of my hormones. Because at the end of the day, it is all about your hormones. You can think you can do whatever you want, but it is all about your hormones. Your hormones are controlling absolutely everything in your body. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. Lifting someone else up could be, you know, sharing them a nice little podcast episode that might help them out. You know, if you have a friend that's feeling down recently, be like, hey, I learned all about serotonin today in this podcast. You know, like, I'm gonna send you a link or put it on your story, help someone out. So anyways, thank you guys so much again, and I will catch you guys next week for the next hormone. Bye.